Like, if we're being honest, it's a quick fix job, not only on roads but also on footpaths. The most recent one there, I've just been contacted about in the Old Town area at the end of the footbridge. Well, there's a bit of work done there, and there was a quick tarmacking job done filling in, and it's now created a trip hazard for people using the footbridge and going to from the Old Town area. And in the same area, we had signs that were taken down during works for children crossing the road and being in the area, and they weren't put, haven't been replaced. So it's just generally, you know, it seems to be that Irish Water comes in, whether they're digging up a road or having to dig up a footpath or remove signs for the carry out work, that they're very slow to reinstate the roads and the footpaths and signs back to the way they were. And obviously, and residents, and rightly so, are complaining about that.
And the issue is all the more prevalent, one can argue now, at this time of the year with the darker evenings, and these sort of incidents become all the more dangerous.
Yeah, in the dark evenings, people aren't going to see these trip hazards and are going to trip and fall or hurt themselves. And if it's it's an elderly person, they could do themselves serious damage. So, you know, what I'm saying, and I'm being on to the council this morning again, and to Irish Water, is that they take the time when whenever they're doing the works that they have to do, and whilst they're important, the reinstatement of the roads and footpaths are equally as important, and it should be the case that they leave it as how they find it. We just recently had in the Church Lane area where work was done by Irish Water, and while the Cathedral Quarter members are doing great work in that area and trying to raise the profile of it, and there's patio bricks down, Irish Water finished the job with tarmac, and it just takes the whole look off the street. So I'm just going to be asking them that when they go in and do works, that they put as much pride into the actual reinstatement of the footpath and the roads as they do to their work. So look, it's just something that keeps cropping up about Irish Water. It seems to be a case of get in, get it done, and get out. And sure, just leave it as how it is. That's not good enough.